What is it about Russia and Donald Trump? There's always something. Today, we'll discuss that, plus Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert's positive test for coronavirus gets him booted from flying on Air Force One and raises questions on Capitol Hill. And Joe Biden's vice presidential pick is just days away. He may have given us a big hint when his notes were caught by a photographer. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. President Trump refuses time and again to press Vladimir Putin on some very tough issues, whether it's meddling in America's election or actually threatening the safety, security, and livelihoods of American troops. He won't take Putin to the mat. This time around, you'll recall it's that story about a bounty being paid for by Russia, put on the heads of American service members in Afghanistan. I want you to hear Donald Trump being interviewed by Axios's Jonathan Swan for their HBO show and how he said he didn't even bring that up with Putin when they last spoke.
That was a phone call to discuss other things. And frankly, that's an issue that many people said was fake news. It never reached my desk. You know why? Because they didn't think it was intelligence. They didn't think it was real.
It was
they
in your written brief, though.
They didn't think it was worthy of it. I wouldn't mind. If it reached my desk, I would have done something about it.
But you surely heard that, right? I mean, it's well known in the intelligence community that they're arming the Taliban, Russia.
I don't know. When you say arming, is the Taliban paying or are they giving
Russia is supplying weapons and money to the Taliban.
I have heard that, but it's never, it's never reached my desk.
Well, first, let's just start right there. It's never reached his desk is incorrect. All the reporting, including CNN's, indicates that this issue of Russian bounties being paid to attack American service members in Afghanistan, while not a definitive intelligence analysis, it was included in the PDB, the Presidential Daily Brief. Guess whose desk that goes on? Donald Trump's. Now, he may not have read it. He may not have absorbed that piece of the brief on the given day, but to say that it didn't get to his desk is simply incorrect. It's a falsehood. Also, we are now 2 years and a week after he was in Helsinki with Putin and basically shook the confidence of many in his own party at the time about his inability to challenge Putin or lack of a desire to challenge Putin over Russian interference in the 2016 election. By the way, there's evidence and intelligence to suggest that Russia is trying to interfere again in the 2020 election. Doesn't seem like that came up either. And he calls the intel fake news. The President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, is just dismissing, not questioning the accuracy of it or poking and prodding the intel to suggest that maybe there are valid questions to ask. No, he's dismissing it outright as fake news, his intelligence agencies. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and Russia, always, always throughout his entire tenure, there seems to be something there. Couple other things I want to make sure you know before you go today. One, Louie Gohmert, the conservative Republican congressman from Texas, who has been refusing to wear a mask as recently as yesterday in the Judiciary Committee hearing with Attorney General Bill Barr, has tested positive for coronavirus. How do we know? Because he tested through the White House testing system because he was going to fly to Texas with President Trump on Air Force One. That invitation was rescinded. Now, our Manu Raju had asked Gohmert about mask wearing couple months ago up on Capitol Hill. He said if he ever got coronavirus, he would wear a mask every single day. Well, we'll see if he does that. But the fact that he was without a mask all day yesterday, in close contact with the Attorney General at one point, and his colleagues in the Judiciary Committee hearing raises questions about the security and safety of everyone working up on Capitol Hill. This story not going anywhere anytime soon. Keep your eye on this space about how in the Capitol complex they are going to deal with positive testing of coronavirus. And finally, it's Veep steak season. There's no doubt about that. Joe Biden has announced that he will make a choice in the first week of August. That means we're in the final 8 to 10 days here of the guessing game process. And yesterday, when he was giving remarks in Delaware, an Associated Press photographer caught a shot of Biden's note card. He clearly was prepared to answer a question about Kamala Harris. That's whose name was on the very top of his notes because of the story earlier in the week from Politico that suggested that there are some in Biden's universe who think she's going to have her eye on running for president in 2024 or 2028 and not the most loyal governing partner for Biden to choose. Some who still harbor grudges over her debate hit on Biden back last June in 2019 over busing. Well, Joe Biden, number one note for Kamala Harris, he doesn't hold grudges. He appreciates all she's done for the campaign. He had four bullets on her. I don't know that that means he's actually going to come to the decision to select Kamala Harris, but it certainly means he was prepared to rebut criticism or any suggestion that she's not a valid contender for the slot. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. See you tomorrow.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.